Track 1.25. Read and listen to the text. What is cuneiform?
I was learning Italian when I met a famous archaeologist, Mike Kingwood, in Italy. I had always wanted to become an engineer, but after having a long conversation with him, I grew a passion for archaeology. That is why I study my dream subject at university. My main focus is ancient Mesopotamia.
Cradle of civilization.
Here is some information about the cradle of civilization.
The cradle of civilization.
Mesopotamia is the cradle of civilization. But unfortunately, its significant structures and buildings didn't survive to build a strong connection between the past and present. It influenced and formed the developments of other civilizations. In this case, it is important to understand Mesopotamia, and we can do this with the help of archaeological remains. The area has a long history. It is located in the modern Middle East, more specifically in modern Iraq, some parts of Syria, and Anatolia, which is Turkey. It is the land between the two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates. The period of ancient Mesopotamia lasted between 3,500 BC and 500 BC, until the end of Neo-Babylonia. The evidence shows that early Mesopotamians invented agriculture and developed irrigation. Both freshwater and fertile land were available for the cultivation of crops, such as amber, wheat, and barley. This probably encouraged people to settle, especially in the south of the region, and they built the first towns and cities. On the other hand, northern Mesopotamia was greener and hilly. These different landscape features between south and north affected settlement patterns and caused cultural differences. The Sumerians invented writing. They were communicating with pictograms for basic information about taxes and crops. Over the time, the signs were developed into scripts. The earliest scripts were found on clay tablets discovered in a temple in Uruk, which was the largest city in the world at the time. They began to use the earliest writing method, cuneiform, to write different languages in ancient Mesopotamia. It was developed between 3400 and 3100 BC. The Mesopotamians didn't only develop writing, but also medicine, mathematics, astronomy, road networks, the concept of time, maps, and many other things. Among these civilizations, the Hittites, the Babylonians, and the Sumerians contributed to the development of humanity to a large extent. That's why we need to attach more importance to the civilizations in Mesopotamia, more while learning about history.